This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
Well, we've been talking about this the last couple of days, David Hogg and Ms. Gonzalez and these others, you know, out there leading this charge, these children demanding that we strip the Constitution of the Second Amendment, among other things. Now, they're not all saying that, but plenty are. Trust me, the end goal of all of this is to rid the nation of the Second Amendment, to disarm all civilians. That's the goal of all anti-gun groups. Common sense gun laws to them mean getting rid of all privately owned guns, including yours. My next guest, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, back again. Doctor, good to have you here.
Great to talk to you.
So one of the mirages here in a piece you write, one of the mirages here is that somehow this whole movement is being pushed by these teenagers when really they're being put out there as hood ornaments of the cars that are driving this agenda. They're out there for show, but they're not really the ones behind the anti-gun drive, are they?
Well, I mean, young people, people in high school, people who are in their early 20s, are not more pro-gun control than any other age group. In fact, if anything, if you look at recent polls by Reuters and USA Today, they're actually less in favor of gun control than older people are.
Has there been a surge overall? And I believe there has in everything I've seen, but how big has this surge been overall of those that support more gun control measures or, in some cases, outright banning of weapons, and some folks calling for the outright ban of all semi-automatic weapons, rifles, shotguns, handguns, everything, which would account for the vast majority of firearms in America. How far has this ticked up as far as support for such things?
Well, you have, according to Reuters, you have 67% of those polls favor the banning of all semi-automatic guns, rifles, and handguns, which would obviously be the vast majority of guns that are sold in the United States. I mean, we're not just talking about the military-style assault weapons ban, which I guess, according to Reuters, 71% favor, but 67% support banning all guns that are semi-automatic. That's going pretty far.
Yeah, I don't trust Reuters as a polling company, though, so that makes me wonder, because I don't believe that two-thirds of Americans would support the elimination of all.
No, I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying that, you know, there are surveys that indicate that the concern that you're raising is true. And also, you know, a lot of these surveys done right after these attacks, you get kind of these swings that don't last very long.
Well, that's true. The concern being is that we have another one of these, you know, gut-wrenching incidents because the police fail to do their job, or the FBI fails to do its job, or the school fails to do its job, all three of which happened
in Parkland. The problem is more than that. I mean, obviously, there are real failures, and there's a problem for assuming that you're going to be able to stop these individuals before they start to commit these crimes, that you're going to be able to identify them. You know, there's always going to be possibility of failures in terms of identifying and stopping these guys beforehand. The question is, what's your backup plan? And the backup plan for gun control advocates is to have gun-free zones. And I don't know how much many times I can go and say that, but that's just not a very useful backup plan that's there, that these killers, time after time, keep on choosing those targets specifically because there aren't people there to be able to go and stop them. They want to go to targets where they can kill as many people as possible. And so, you know, at some point, gun control advocates have to accept some responsibility for having the types of rules that make these attacks possible and attractive for these killers.
But they won't. They won't accept that at all. I mean, you look at, I just saw pictures of armed guards at Disney. You know, I had people tell me, there's no armed guards at Disney. I'm thinking, are you joking? Of course there's armed guards at Disney. Very well trained, because that would be a target for a terrorist, and they know it. And you know, some people are proactive, private organizations. But this idea that somehow We should just get rid of guns everywhere and we'll live like Pollyanna in Utopia forever. These people live in an alternative universe, I think, Doctor.
Well, I like to live in a world without violence. Everybody would like to live in a world without violence, or virtually everybody. But you know, the problem is we don't. And the question is, what do you do to stop it? I mean, we see this debate in many areas. I mean, you just look at national defense. There are people who think you get to peace by disarming the military or having as very minimal military. There's others who think that you're more likely to have peace by having a strong deterrence so that people won't attack you to begin with. And so, you know, that's no different than the debate that we see over gun control issues. I just hope people have as much sense for gun control as they have for the military. I think most people realize you're actually not going to have peace by having, you know, a gun-free military.
No, that's exactly true, Ed. You know, I'm also seeing the incidence of people having their guns seized who have not committed crimes on the rise. That's part of the red flag laws. I'll let you finish with a thought on that. But red flag laws in California, Connecticut, Florida. People having their guns seized who have committed no crimes now because somebody said that person's not right. I'll give you 30 seconds on the last word.
Well, I mean, if you really believe, they use the term really believe somebody's a danger to themselves or others, simply saying that they can't legally buy a gun really isn't a serious solution. You ought to incarcerate the person in some sense, put them in a mental facility until you're able to make sure that they're no longer a threat. But at that point, if you don't believe that they're a threat, then they should be able to go and get their guns back. Now, the thing is, you'd have the person permanently banned for life from being able to own a gun because they were involuntarily committed.
And then they're stripped of their constitutional rights. You're exactly right, Doctor. I have to leave it there for today. To find out more about Dr. John Lott, his writings, and everything that's going on, crimeresearch.org. You can learn more. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.